Exhausted. I think it's me now, isn't it? Yeah. We're going to have a Bible reading, but just before we get to that, who remembers who the last person was that we were thinking about during the week? All these people, these different characters out of the Bible we've been thinking about, different people. We just told you who they were. It was Peter, it was Stephen, and then it was... Timothy. Close. Thomas, no. Timothy was the last one. And Timothy, we learned that you're never too young to be part of God's big expedition. And Timothy went on that big expedition with Paul, Silas, and Luke. And Luke did a video log, or actually, he wrote it down. Technology of the time, he wrote it down. And so we got the stories today, and today is part of that journey. And Karen's going to come and read it for us. I've asked Karen to read it because it's got some horrible names in it that are really difficult to read right. And I trust Karen to read them right. So come and tell us this story.
Might be misplaced trust, I don't know. I might be pronouncing them right as far as I'm concerned, but there we go. Okay, so it's Acts chapter 16. If you want to follow along, but you don't have to if you don't want to, because the word's coming up there. And chapter 11. Sorry, chapter 16, verse 11, round to verse 15. Okay. From Troas, we set out to sea and sailed straight for Samothrace, and the next day onto Neapolis. From there, we travelled to Philippi, a Roman colony, and the leading city of that district of Macedonia. And we stayed there several days. On the Sabbath, we went outside the city gate to the river, where we expected to find a place of prayer. We sat down and began to speak to the women who had gathered there. One of those was a woman named Lydia, a dealer in purple cloth from the city of Thyatira, who was a worshipper of God. The Lord opened her heart to respond to Paul's message. When she and the members of her household were baptized, she invited us to her home. If you consider me a believer in the Lord, she said, come and stay at my house. And she persuaded us.
Right, Susan, don't put up my slide just yet, because first I want to ask, who was the unlikely person in our story today? So we've had Peter, we've had Stephen, we've had Timothy, and who did we have today? On the Sabbath day, we went outside the city gate to the river, where we expected to find a place of prayer. We sat down and began to speak to the women who gathered there. One of those listening was a woman from the city of Thyatira, named Lydia, a dealer in purple cloth. She was a worshipper of God. The Lord opened her heart to respond to Paul's message. So who was it? Lydia. Okay, thank you. We'll have that slide up now. So, yes, you can start from there. I don't mind. What I'll do, my little zap. Oh, you click through them for me. There's not a lot of them. So we had Peter. Then we had Stephen. Who's next? Timothy. And then we got Lydia. So never too unlikely is what we said about Lydia. So I already asked Freya if she'd like to volunteer. So I volunteered Freya to be our volunteer. Thank you very much. Thank you very much. Now, what was special or different about Lydia to the other people that we've talked about? Who did we talk about? Peter and Stephen and Timothy and Lydia. So what was different about Lydia? Angel, go on, Angel. She was a lady. She was. So we have a lady. Here is my lady. Okay. The Bible tells us that Lydia, you're Lydia at the moment, Freya, sold cloth. She was a businesswoman. She was probably very busy. Got some business people here. Are you busy? If you're not busy, you don't do very well as a business person. So she was probably very busy. But she did make time to speak to Paul and to listen to what he was saying and put her faith in Jesus. Sometimes we look at busy people, like Lydia, and think it's quite unlikely for them to be interested in what God wants for their lives. that they might have too much to give up. And the Bible tells stories, doesn't it, about how difficult it is that when people are busy with all kinds of different things, to just focus on that one important thing. But Lydia did get involved. And she didn't just put her faith in Jesus, she invited Paul and the rest of the group to come back to her house with her afterwards. So, now, when I was preparing this, I looked at the notes, and it said that a business person, a business lady, might, the props might be a jacket, a tie, and a briefcase. I think it's a little bit out of date, don't you? I would think that somebody today that was making purple cloth might need a lab coat. It may be a little large, but that's okay. And you'd need the safety glasses. We'll just pop them over the top of those glasses. Right, so she's a businesswoman. And now, of course, I don't know about a briefcase these days. Who carries a briefcase? Well, you'd have the top-of-the-range tablet, you see, so you'd hold one of those. You use one of those all the time, don't you, Andy? That's what you wear. That's what you use in the lab. So there she is, our businesswoman. Okay, now the fact that Lydia sold purple cloth, purple cloth, is quite significant as well, because purple dye was really, really, really expensive, so only very rich people, very important people, as they thought, like royalty, emperors, and things like that, could wear purple. So she seems quite unlikely because she's busy and she's a businesswoman, she's very busy, but she also deals with important people, with celebrities. She's not going to be interested in ordinary people like a tent maker and, you know, ordinary blokes, fishermen. And yet she did, she listened. She'd probably have been very wealthy. Because to buy the dye, buy the cloth, and then sell it, you'd need some funds, and you probably make quite a lot of money out of it because you're selling it to the rich people. Now, again, you know, Jesus told stories about how difficult it was for rich people to find their way into the kingdom. He said it was easier for a camel to go through the eye of a needle than for a rich person to come into heaven. So quite unlikely for our rich lady to find her way in to God's expedition, because she had lots of money. She was earning big money. There's your big money. Okay. But it did mean that she had the resources to invite people back and provide them with food and somewhere to stay and look after them. Right, so she seems unlikely because she's wealthy. The last thing that makes it quite unlikely for Lydia ever to come into the great expedition is where they met her. Do you remember where they met Lydia? What do you think, Trevor? Got to wake Trevor up now. Where did they meet her? Who remembers? It was a river. That's pretty close. It's better than anybody else did, Tallulah. I'm glad you're listening. You can come every week because you're listening. Right, so they met her by a river. Well, that's a bit of an odd place to meet somebody, isn't it? But do you know, we know from history, Philippi was a Roman city and they had a rule. And they wrote up the rule on the gate to the city. No foreign religions. Big sign over the gate. So Paul and Timothy, Silas, Luke, couldn't go into Philippi. They couldn't preach the good news. They couldn't tell people about Jesus in Philippi. So they had to go down to the river and hope that people might come out to them. And this rich businesswoman, who could surely have paid somebody else to go, went down to the river that day and met them and heard about the good news. So it doesn't stop at that, because then Lydia went home, and she told the whole household about what she'd heard and that Jesus was her king now. And they believed too. And the household wasn't just mum and dad and, you know, brother and sister. It was mum and dad and brother and sister and aunts and uncles and nieces and nephews and great aunts and great uncles and great nieces and great nephews and their brothers and sisters and their friends and their slaves, because they had slaves, and they had business partners. And that was all the household. And the whole lot of them came and were baptized. We had a baptism last week. Was that only last week? It was brilliant. It was fantastic. And Hannah got baptized just underneath where I'm standing now. Jump up and down. It's quite solid. I'm not going to fall in. But she was baptized there. We just had one. We were here for about 2.5 hours. Then we had a meal. And I couldn't throw them out at the end of it. I was trying to get them all go home. They wouldn't go home. And then they all came back and we had a barbecue. And at the end of it, they were all dancing. That was one. How many days must have these baptisms and parties gone on for a whole household of people? Because this very unlikely lady heard the good news, responded to it, and told everybody else about it. So, can you tell me why Lydia was an unlikely person to be part of God's expedition? First, because she was a lady. I've got woman here, but they think you're a lady, so that's okay. And she was a business lady, and she mixed with very important people, and she had lots of money. And where did she meet with them? Outside by the river, quite unlikely. So, my sort of message to you is that no one is too unlikely to become part of God's big expedition. And I've got a little video that just hammers this point home about Alpha, which is an opportunity to learn more about the Christian faith. We're starting an Alpha course here on the 19th of April, 7:30, with free food. Free, yeah, that's better. Free food and a film to learn a little bit more about it. So if you want to come and find out more, invite your friends along to that. That's when to come to that. We've got a little video that tells you about this. Thank you. Thank you very much, Fred. You can take that off if you like, but you can leave it on if you like as well.